that matirin gamzuyas shel hegdish shechru v'shel shikmo. You have these type of a tree. They were matrik ba'anor, she says, anokim shechru, the branches of the cheruv, the shikmo. Sha'imu, they used to say, avosenu lo higdishu elokiris ikarilon. Our father's only meant to be matish, the main box, or the main wood of the tree. But the branches, that's mutter, that's what they used to say. And the vada the wrong, once you mark the shadow, it becomes eggish. Uportsim protis begagoseim, uvapardoseim, kdelahachil nosha lianiim. That they used to make special entrances through the orchards, in order that the poor people come and eat the nesha, the pears that grow down from the tree, bishnei b'tzeres in the hungry year, b'shabos uviyamitayvim, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and we know that's also. Now I do this as Gzeirah Rashi says, Shemiyala v'yitloish, and not let eat the pears that fall off a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because it's Gzeirah, you may come up and pull it off. It's also Muksa. So therefore, these things are Chomer Meicha. And another thing was, V'noisnin Peya L'Yerek, that they used to take off Peya when they had a field that grows vegetables, they would leave one corner of it over for their name, a teres Peya. And the loch is, you're not Mechuyiv in Peya. And Rashi brings down, there's a klal by Peya that calls you oichel v'nishmar. It has to be food that you eat, that you watch, not hefka, or machlitz makim, something that stays in the house for a long time. And that's lamuta yerek, that yerek does not stay, it rots away. So therefore, yerokos, vegetables, is part of not Peya. And they use to take off Peya on these things, o micho biyodam. So most anyway, is the question, otaynuch, shisha shivahevi. Why do you say six? We just counted seven things. Elo, sami mikan, ktsira, nechnam, you have to take off ktsira. Ktsira, they're cutting down these tfuo, which was shabashalchim, the bad crop that you cannot use for daim, nechnam, this taka was done by rots and chachomim. Therefore, mishta comes agudah get yuda, that the ktsira of these things of beis hashalchim really was done by rots and chachomim. That what was done shalei b'rotzen was the goitchen, the stacking it up. And then the chnami on these things was loy micha, the chom not micha. Like it says now Mishnah, for loy michun b'yodim. Then it says in the Mishnah, koitzel shachas u'maychel b'heima, let it cut down your peri, your tfua, before the yoma, like when it's unripe, it's only one third grown, and your intentions are to give it to your animals. That's mutter. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hosom, we learned the Mishnah in Peya that says, V'yelu mafsikin lepeya. These are things that if you have it through your fields, it like divides the field in two, and therefore you have to take off Peya twice. And this you have one big field that you're growing your crop there, so you only have to take off Peya once at the end of the field. But let's say you have a river going through the field that divides it in two, so you have to take off Peya separately on each side. So these are the things that are mafsik, like makes you one big field, considered like two separate fields. You have to take off twice. Hanachal, if you have a river going through your field, fihashlilis, a pool of water going through, fiderech hayochid, a private path, fiderech harabim, a public road going through, or shvil harabim, a path from the rabbim. Places a derech is a road, a more fancier one, and a shvil is just on a path, but a shvil harabim or shvil hayochid, it's a path that the rabbim use or a path that the yochid use. Hakfur, but it has to be always there, b'yamayistacham and b'yamayistachashamim. This path is used both in the rainy season and in the summer. V'yahabor huadin, if you have, but even it was before, Rashi explains, the Rashi says, Derech Yochid means Arabamis. Derech Rabamis Tezainamis. Or Shvil Rashi says, it has to be a Shvil, a pit, has to be Kavua, both in the summer and in the winter. Vihabur Rashi says it means Sodabur, a field, a part of the field was uncultivated. You didn't work on it yet. Shebein Shteiz Rias, in between two parts of your field that you did plant. If you have one row that's uncultivated, so that is Mafsik, the two parts that you did plant, it's called by two separate fields. Rashi v'chein sada near v'zora achar shezora doshim ben shtei arugos shochitim, or else you have a sada near that you have to see a field that you just planted, that you just near, you just plowed the field. And v'zera'achar, that's a different type of crop. Let's say you have wheat growing on both sides, and in the middle you have something else growing. That's also mafsik between the two wheat fields. V'zera'achar, another type of growth there. V'koytza l'shachar, mafsik. If you cut down just the unripe in the middle of the field, and now you have like a bald spot in the middle of the field, that also makes into two separate fields. Rashi says, V'koytza l'shachas mafsik, l'osayis pe l'chol echad, k'shetigmar v'shuloi liktzar. In other words, if you had a whole big field here, let's say growing of wheat, and in the middle of it, you cut it down when it was only a third grown, and you did that for the purpose of the animal. So that cutting down then is not really called a ketivah. It's not called like you started to cut down your field now, because usually you wait till it's fully grown. Now that you cut it down the shachas, it's not called a ketivah. Therefore, what you did was you made just like a bald spot in the middle of your field, and that divides the field into two. So that's called v'koytza l'shachas is mafsik. Tibur Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The chomer and the chomer said, oh no, ain mafsik elim kein chorosh. Because they hold no, if you cut down l'shachas, that's not mafsik. It does not divide the field in two, elim kein chorosh. Only if you also plowed up, if you cut it down, you plowed up that part of the field. That's mafsik. Because the chomer say, when you start to cut down the unripe tefuah, that's also called the beginning of the ketzira of the field. When you start to cut down your field, you don't divide it up. If you started to cut it down now, and just the rest of the field you want to cut down later, so it's still considered one big field. That's the chom shita. Only if you are chorish, if you plowed this part that you cut down now, that's masik. That's because they hold cutting it down, they hold cutting the shachas is called the ktsira. So that's the machlekes of cutting tefuah the shachas is called the ktsira or not. Gemara says, Omer Rabba Baba Chono, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Meir, Peshitas Rabbi Shimon Omro, Rabbi Meir goes according to Rabbi Shimon and HaMishnah. The Omer that he says, the Omer, Yiktzor V'yocholaf Mishay V'shlish, that even after the tefuah is a third grown, still you're allowed to cut it down before the Omer to give it to the animals. Alma, what do you see? K'sova kol l'shachas lav k'tziri. As long as you're cutting it down for the purpose of your animal, that's not called a ktsira. So that's what Meir Shita here, that if you cut it down for the purpose of your animals, it's mafsik the field, because it's not considered you're starting now to cut down the wheat of your field. You're only making a division now, you're dividing the field in half. Since you're cutting it down now, l'shachas, that's where Meir Svarad, l'shachas is not called the beginning of the ktsira. So within according to Rabbi Shimon, that's why you're allowed to cut down the wheat, l'tzar of your animals, before the Yomer, because it's not called the Maisa Ktsira. So Mara says, Yosef, Rab was sitting down, Okom Olo Lashem, right, the thing over this halacha. Say, Svei Rav Acha Bar Huna L'Rovo. Rav Acha Bar Huna asked a question like this. Ochlo Chagav, Karsamua Nimolim, Shevrosua Ruach, Hakomoidim, that Chorosh Mavsik, Lechorosh Eina Mavsik. Let's say the Chagav, let's say, grasshoppers came and ate up the tefuah. Locusts came and ate up part of the crop in the middle of the field. Or else ants came and nibbled on it. Or else the wind came and broke it down. So all agree in this case it's not called a hefsik unless you go and plow down that part of the field. But leichorish, if you did not plow down, ain't a mafsik. So Mordechai says, Akil Moedim, what do you mean to say everybody agrees? Man Rabbi Meir, the Chorit means Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir also agrees. That even though a mei hole is cutting down the shachas is called the mafsik, but these things here are not called the mafsik. They're not divide the field in half. The Gemara explains why. Simish is talking about where the tefuah did not grow a third yet. Braisa zichorashin lechorash loy. That's what this braisa says. When is it mafsik? Only if you were chorash. If you plowed it down. But if you're not plowed down, it's not masik v'shei v'shlish. Here we're talking about the tefuah already grew a third. So then it's good. So Rashi says like this, that yamer b'shei v'masdis, and Rashi says the peyah. The tongue that it says by over there, that l'shachas is masik, is l'rab meyah, goes to r'meyah meyah shita when b'lo yehei v'shlish, when tefuah was not grown a third yet. Why the love tzira is not called the tzira? Therefore, it's not called the beginning of cutting down the field. Therefore, it's called the mafsik. O'Brice, over here, the chag of the molim diktoni chorashim lechorash loy, only because you plowed it afterwards. But if you did not plow down the field, it's not a mafsik. Why mishum the tchilas ktsira? Here it is called the beginning of the ktsira. Why? Vishay vishlish, we're talking about now where the tfuah was a third grown already. Then it's very good. And so it's not like Reb Shimon, it's real late. I feel baby shlish come Reb Shimon, the shachat lav ktsira. Then it's very good. Not like Reb Shimon. Versus Ber'el, the young, if you want to tell me. Mas nis nami vishay vishlish. Our Mishnah is talking about also, even though it's hey vishlish, still the shachat is called the hefsik. If so, ma hosom. Ketsira, omer Rabbi Meir. Leishime ketsira, maduch, when the person himself cuts down the tfuah. Since he's doing it for the purpose of an animals, it's not called a ksira, even though you're telling me it's hevishlish. Is hochel a kolshchein? Here for sure then, that since it was not cut down by a man, just it was cut down by the molim, by the chagovim, for sure it's going to be a mafsik. Smur says, Ela rather, Rabbi Meir, b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda amro. Rabbi Meir said this over, b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomli sounds like this. Ein mosai, b'zman shehischol, only if you started to cut it down before it was grown a shlish, that's called a ksira of l'shachas. That's not called a ksira. Avol botim his cholat shehevi shlish. Before it started to cut down the tfuah, after already grown a third, then also in a chanami, then type it's also to cut it down, because that is called a maisa ksira. And therefore this will not be mafsik by payer either. Whatever is called a ksira is not mafsik. So the verse says no. When do we hear from Yehuda says that it's mutar on the behema? You're only allowed to cut it down to feed your animal. That's not called a ksira. But liyodu mishamet lei, that he said he let it cut it down for the purpose of an odom, maybe for the purpose of an odom, that is called a ksira. And that would be also. The Imkem the Gemara says, heavenly plus a tanoi, because if you're going to say like this, I'll come out, you're going to make a three-way machlokes tanoim over here. Rashi says, the masnis in Tanakamo, I'm of a hedja, le behema, it's only cut down for behema. We also have Yehuda, le mehema then, ema seb is a man, she is chalach le hevish lish. We have few li yodim nami show, even for a person is muta. Rabbi Shimon Oma, av yitz le chathil le meichel li yodim is hevish lish. Okay, most of Yehuda, le chalach. So I'll come out to the three of machlekes then. Samur says, no, ela radha ki yosri, ravdi mi yom, ravdi me yom. Omi said like this. Rabbi Meir b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabba Yomru Omar. Rabbi Meir goes according to shitas of his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva. The Wata says afli yodim nami lehev ksira, that even though he cut it down for the purpose of a man, still that's not called a ksira, and therefore would be mafsik. Rashi says ach lehev shlish, if the tfuah did not grow a third yet, if he cut it down before it grew a third, even though your purpose now is for nodom, still it's not called a ksira. Since it's less than a third grown, af la'odam nami lehev ktsira. The Tanan would learn like this: Hamanamir sod. Somebody like cuts down parts of his field, like makes spots, bold spots in the middle of his field. Rashi says kaitsa sure he cuts down one row and leaves over a row. To have a sodam numas like a freckled field. Veshari by kolachim lachim leaves over wet fresh stalks. Rashi says the ever godly called tzorkon kuliyamet payachas are called ala called chil tziri, who would have been completely grown already if Adi Yoni Chayiv one payah for the whole field. But here was a shayv beklachem lachem. So mekiva vayma payah lecholachem v'yechad. Since you made spots in your field, every spot like makes into another field. So each part is still growing. You have to take off payah by itself. Whereas it's called a hefsik. The chom say no meyechad ala kol. Take off one payah for the whole thing. That the cut down menumer that's called a mastic in your field. Like Rashi says, talking about now, klochem lachem means there wasn't grown kotzok. But of the field, you have to take off a payah by itself, because since you made bold spots in between, he holds that ksira is not called the beginning of the ksira, because the tfuah is not ripe yet, and therefore it's mastic the fields, and each field needs its own payah. That's called Pelech Olechad V'Yechad. But the Chomer and the Chomer say, Me Echad Ala Koyol. You take off Peya, one for the whole field, because they also know that cutting down this unripe wheat, that's called like the beginning of the Ksira. Therefore, you're not mastic in the field. Therefore, take off one time Peya for the whole field. Now, the Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Lechayev Rabbi Kiva, Lebimanam, Lekloyois. When does Rabbi Kiva say that it's called Mafsik? You're making your fields down into separate fields. Each part needs its own payam. When you cut it down, Lekloyois means when it was unripe. And also the purpose of roasting them. The Rashi says, the Hainu Dunya de Shachas, that's like Shachas. That even though you're cutting it down for the purpose of an adam to roast it, see, even though it's on right now, usually you cut it down for beino. Here now you cut it down the kloyes, means to roast it for a person. And even so, still Rabbi Kiva says that's not called a ksira. It's not the beginning, the way you start to cut down your field, but rather it's considered a mafsik. It's dividing the field in half. Avu b'menam eliyotzer. But let's say you cut it down to store it. Rashi says, means Shabishra Kotzorka, if the tfu was grown completely. You're malakin it now, almanas to store it, let it kind of become old tfuah. Then Rabbi Kiva also agrees that's not called a mafsik, because adarabba, that's the beginning of cutting down your field, and since that's the beginning, the way you cut down the field, that's not a mafsik. Namaloitzaloi. So as any snap that way, Rakiyosi Rav and Omar Rabbi Yechanan, that Mechayev Hoy Rabbi Kiva, after the Menam Eliezer, he said, no, Rabbi Kiva holds, even though you cut down the tefuah now to store it in a warehouse, that's still not considered the beginning of the ksira. And still you're doing, making spots in your fields, so when you make a spot in the middle of the field, you divide the field in half, and still you have to take off payah from each one separately. So Mar says, I tell you, Sovolo Kavose Bechodeh, Opolegle Bechodeh, and one punkt he holds like him, and in one punkt he does not hold like him. That much he agrees. If it's not grown a third, that's called the mafsik. But Paul argues on him when he says baby shlish. That's what he sold, even though it's baby shlish, still it's the mafsik. That's the machlokes. So the kids said, you say that's varm here is, whatever is called the ktira, that it's normal to start cutting down your field right now, that's not called mafsik. You're not dividing your field in half. Adrav, you're beginning to cut it down, so it's still all called one big field. You're going to take off once, I'll pay you. But once we say what you're cutting down now is not called the beginning of the ksira, so that's called a mafsik, and then you have to take off peya from each part by itself. And that's trying now Mishnah also, that koitzel shachas umachlo beimor, that's the question. You're not allowed to cut down before the yomer, tfua, after ksira, of cutting down the field. But if it's not called the ksira, you're doing it the shachas, you're doing it for the animal's sake. Whereas if it's not a third grown yet, that's not called the ksira, that's why it's mutter to do it even before the ksiras koimer. All right, we'll stop here.